I recently came across some research that says that there are breeds of sheep and goats that are indistinguishable. Sheep look like goats, and goats look like sheep. According to the gospel that we're presented with today for the solemnity of Jesus Christ, King of the universe, Jesus is indistinguishable from those who are the most needy in our midst. The least, quote unquote, the least look like Jesus, and Jesus looks like the least. And as it goes, there will be the final judgment where he will distinguish between, he will make a distinction between the faithful ones who cared for him in his need and the unfaithful who did not care for him. Now, no one knows when that final day of judgment will be, when Jesus comes in all of his glory and all the nations are brought before him. But as regards the day of judgment, as it pertains to what we do and what we fail to do, that's something you and I can discern on a daily basis. Now, one of the unnerving details of this gospel is that Jesus' presentation of what will be the litmus test of the judgment is the specificity by which he gives us the categories. We know them as the corporal works of mercy: hungry, naked, thirsty, ill, imprisoned. These are the things that Jesus says will be in large part the determining factor whereby we will end up being assigned, because that's the other thing. There is no sentencing that is given here. It's an assignment. Because if we can render rightly what it is that God is revealing to us in the person of Christ and what has been made available to us now, then we can avoid the final judgment being a situation that we are somewhat fearful of. It need not be a fearful situation at all. How so? Because there are, seeing can be an activity that is physical, and it can also be an activity that is an inspired movement of the heart. For instance, a mother treating her sick child. From the physical perspective of my eyes, I can see a mother who's worried and anxious about that child. But from the inspired movement of the heart, I see her as a mother who's pouring out compassion, love, and care for her child in need. A child struggling in school. From the mere physical activity of the eye, seeing, that's all that is. This is a child who's slow, who's struggling, can't get it. But when I look at that child with the inspired movement of the heart, I see a child who has potential for creativity and contribution that is beyond learning that comes from books. You can go into some areas of our area of the city and see the neighborhood as so dilapidated, so down and so terrible. And you can say, gosh, this is so sad. That's the physical eye. But then the inspired movement of the heart can discern it as a people, a community, longing for a better opportunity for living. You notice on this solemnity of Jesus Christ, King of the universe, the emphasis isn't on, albeit it's mentioned, he will come in his glory on the clouds and enthroned and all the, those things are referenced. But do you know that the biggest part of this gospel is calling you and I to be attentive to those in our midst that are in need. He wants us, the focus is on how are we perceiving each other? Or more to the point, are we seeing our glorious King enthroned in the persons of our neighbor? Are we seeing him there? Because again, employing the same dynamic, if we're looking at this gospel merely with the activity of the physical eyes, then we see the naked. We see the ill. We see the stranger. We see the imprisoned. We see the abandoned, the lonely, the rejected and the despised. But if we're looking at it with the eyes of the heart, as Christ calls us to, then we actually see our King desiring his reign in our hearts to be manifest by touching him in the neighbor who may be in one of those circumstances. In essence, as we come to this feast day, as we consider this past liturgical year that has come and gone so quickly, a new one is going to be upon us next week. Maybe we can reflect. How have we, on a day-to-day basis, have we seen the Lord? Because that was the question that both the sheep and the goats raised, did they not, when the King made his presentation? When did we see you? One group, in this case described as the sheep, they met the needs of their neighbors purely for the sake of goodness. No strings attached. They saw the situation. They attended to it. The other group, it was calculated. It's just like when you and I would go about. The days are so difficult for us. Can any of us say we can go to a stoplight now in traffic and not see somebody at the corner with a sign? And they look at us? And what do you do with that? You know, we've had news, they've had broadcasts now, they've exposed a lot of this as a network of scam artists. They drop them off in a van and they go and they assign them. And you're like, what in the world do we do? And then I was told not too long ago by one of our parishioners, said, Father, you shouldn't give to these people who are standing on the corners like that. See, the situation is this. If you give to them, because he said there are programs, there are organizations in the city that are set up to assist them. And the thing is, they actually go out and they look to bring these people and to bring them in, but they refuse because they don't want to live in a structured environment. They don't want to be under someone else's governance. They want to do what they want to do. So, but when you are giving them, you are perpetuating the situation. You're undermining the system. And I'm like, my God, this is catch 22. It's like, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. What do you do? I've resolved to do this. If I have it to give and the person's in need, I'm giving it. It's just the way it's going to go. What happens from there is between that person and the Lord. I don't think that the Lord will hold it. At the day of judgment, or at my particular judgment upon my death, I dare say that our blessed Lord would hold it against me for giving my neighbor the benefit of the doubt. Especially when I reflect upon the times when I've rushed to judgment. I more or less felt I had it off. I knew how they were and this and that. And then only to find out when everything came into the light, that wasn't the case at all. And how humiliated and shamed I felt after that. In essence, beloved, what we do now, the choices we make now, will determine the judgment then. Here's an illustration that puts it in perspective. A 30-year-old man visited his old father, who could no longer see very well. As both of them sat in front of his house chatting, a dove flew in and perched on the window. The old man asked his son, "Is that a dove that perched on the window?" The son replied, "Yes, Dad." After a short while, he asked the son the same question a second time and got the same answer. When he asked the same question the third time, his son became angry and rebuked him, saying, "This is why I hate visiting you. You keep repeating questions." The old man fell silent for 10 minutes. And then he asked the son to go into his bedroom and fetch his old diary. The son did as he requested. Then he asked him to read page 2 of the diary. The words read, "My son is 3 years old today. As we sat in front of the house playing, a dove flew in and perched on the window. My son asked me 30 times if it was a dove. I gladly replied yes to each question. I cannot explain in words how happy I am that my son has learned to talk. What a wonderful day to remember." The young man dropped the diary on the ground. Then he cried and apologized to his father. The old man spoke again, "Enough, son. One mistake cannot make you less a man. But repeating the same mistake over and over again can kill any man. I've chosen today to teach you the final lesson before I depart this world. The lesson for today is patience. Always be kind and considerate to the less privileged. This is how you'll stand out in eternity. Be good to everyone on your way up. You'll definitely meet them again on your way down. The person you look down upon today may turn out to be the person you need tomorrow. Therefore, let us learn to walk with patience and compassion for each other, even in the most adverse conditions or situations." Beloved, today's gospel is not meant to incite fear in any one of us, but rather it's a presentation to give us the opportunity to reflect upon our day-to-day living. What are our sins of omission and sins of commission as pertains to the corporal works and the spiritual works of mercy? With the grace of God, let us judge rightly now. And with that judgment, let us choose to make the right steps to correct it so as to not make the same mistake over and over again, thereby rendering what's going on now to be a final judgment later as one that would be quite fearful and ominous. God love you.